All right, Cody Shock, I had you in fantasy today. So I was paying attention to you. Good starts, ran up front for a while, but second half we lost some spots. So how's the mood? How are we feeling? Because a guy like you, like, it's okay to lose a few spots, but probably not as many as you wanted to.
Yeah, today was definitely good. I mean, started third, first moto, and I think like fourth, second one. So that's good, and opening laps are honestly really good. Mm-hmm. Just need to keep that pace going longer. These guys are ripping, and honestly, I try to not make it show, but I lost rear brake both motos with like 6 to 8 laps to go.
That hurt me.
That's on me. That's not the team. So with my ankle being tweaked, I've been trying to ride with my feet on the pegs, in which I do excel at it, and that's when I tend to go faster, and my riding posture is great. But with doing that, I think I dragged the rear brake more. So I did it to myself today. So everything with Barsha and Fernandez catching me that second one really was like a stab in the heart, because I was like, I know I can beat those guys, but it's okay. Just to be inside the top 10 battling is great, and my day will come when I start to shine through. And also, as a rider, I am still learning more about myself. So in the 2 week break, I should have kept riding.
Oh, okay. So we took some time off?
Yeah, I took a week off, and honestly, it hindered me.
Dude, you're old enough. You need the week off. You just can't keep riding.
Well, no, I think I'm opposite. I think I just need to keep riding to keep that pace. I got nothing to lose. I got everything to gain. So I need to keep going.
Okay. Tough one today physically for a lot of riders. How was it for you? How'd you feel? Like, that's kind of when I was watching, when I didn't know rear brake or whatever. I'm like, oh, maybe he's feeling it. But how was it?
No, I was definitely feeling it. First one, I felt like I have never trained and just went straight into a 35, and I was gasping with like 6 laps in. But second one, I was like, felt like me all outdoor season, just able to charge. And do I wish I felt a little stronger? Yes, but today was a great points day for me. I'm battling with a few selected guys for getting inside top 20.
You're like 17th or 18th, right?
Yeah, no, I'm 21st.
Oh, you are? Wait.
I'm in 21st, so I need 6 more points to get inside top 20. Okay. And
who are we chasing?
What's his name? Galantine?
Oh, yeah, Gio. Yeah,
Gio. He's ripping. Yeah. The dude's phenomenal. I mean, he won a GP. Yeah. The dude rips. So, the guys that I'm battling every
top 20, to be honest, like near the end. Yeah.
Okay. No, my DNF and some few like hiccups in the motos this year have definitely didn't help. So yeah, I just need to really capitalize on these next few weekends and just keep chugging.
If only we were going to a track that you know well, and you've maybe really well and all that at the end of the year. If only we were doing that.
Yeah, crazy. Right. Buds Creek, really don't know that place at all. Talk about a home race. Right. I think I've spent more laps there than, or just not the same.
Rod Bell or you?
I would like to think that's close, but Rod Bell probably has me beat.
We made a joke on the podcast about just having a race between you and Rod Bell, a one-on-one race.
Yeah.
And stop for gas and everything, and who can do the most laps.
I'm talking about locals.
Yeah.
But Dilla, I love too. That's a challenging track, so I feel like Ironman and Dilla are similar in a way, just with the ruts, how deep, how long, and just technical. It's not about the sendiness. It's just being technically sound. So, looking forward to these next 2 weekends, and just racing my dirt bike. Love it.
All right, last question. Phil's going for the Canadian Championship tomorrow. He's up 8. Will you follow live timing, social media, or anything to see if Phil wins this title?
Honestly, I just look for what people post. Okay.
But you will look for what people post.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, hopefully Grandpa can, clinch this for himself.
Right.
Talk about a series.
Yes.
It's been a series of events.
That has been something else.
Yeah. Yes. Talk about, people think that outdoors is talk of the town. Dude. No. Canada now. Hey, but how about Kilroy?
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Dude. Yeah. I didn't know him that well, but I got to know him from Mesquite because he rides up there and I ride up there, and he lives in St. George now.
Yeah.
Dude, kid's awesome. He's a great dude. He's always been in shape down here too. You know what I mean? He was a hammerhead down here. So, really happy for him.
Yeah, kudos to Kilroy. the dude has phenomenal style.
Yeah.
Like silky smooth, and I think that's really good for him to go up there and clinch that the way he did too, like early.
Yeah.
So
you look at him down here, like struggling with teams, struggling probably to make money, like never able to put it together that well, and like he's probably doing okay up there, and he's probably doing well.
I can tell you he's doing well. So a few years ago, I was offered to race for MX 101, and I wanted to do it, and it made sense. And if the deal is anything similar to what I had for Kilroy, he's doing well, and that's awesome for him.
No, it's really cool to see, and he's a good kid and good team too. That MX 101 team's cool, so
The owner,
Tyler.
He is incredible. Yeah. He was so patient with me on letting me decide like what route I wanted to go, stay in the U.S. or go to Canada. And I mean, their program has really stepped up, and it's so cool to see. So it's awesome.
All right, well, good job today. I'm glad you're not that pissed off. I was wondering how you'd be over here. I was like, oh shit. So good job.
No, we're good. Thanks, Steve.